Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that following an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, persistent knee pain and/or fear of re-injury may contribute to whether or not a patient will return to their pre-injury level of activity. The purpose of an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction is to restore knee kinematics and anatomy, improve knee stability, and allow an athlete to return to their pre-injury level of activity. However, in reality, less than half of patients undergoing an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction will return to their pre-injury level of activity. A better understanding of why these athletes do not return to their pre-injury level of activity would allow clinicians to design more appropriate rehabilitation and counseling programs to mitigate factors that prevent an athlete from returning to their desired level of activity. Therefore, Flanagan and colleagues completed a retrospective cohort study to determine the patient-reported reasons for lack of return to sport after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. The authors identified 171 patients who received an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction from two surgeons between 2007 and 2008. A total of 135 patients completed a telephone interview. Patients answered questions about their previous and current activity level, as well as factors that contributed to their activity level. Overall, 62 athletes returned to their pre-injury level of activity and were referred to as returners, and 73 athletes did not return to their pre-injury level of activity and were referred to as non-returners. A returner was more likely younger than a non-returner. Most of the non-returners were recreational or high school athletes. The first and second most commonly cited reasons for not returning to pre-injury levels of activity were persistent knee symptoms such as pain, swelling, stiffness, instability, or weakness, and secondly, a fear of re-injury. Of the 50 patients who responded to having persistent knee symptoms, 50% of those patients also cited a fear of re-injury as a reason for not returning to their pre-injury level of activity. Overall, this data should be extremely useful to clinicians. If an athlete expresses a wish to return to their pre-injury level of activity, clinicians can focus on controlling knee symptoms, as well as discuss their fear about re-injury throughout the rehabilitation process. Although not an outcome measure in this study, it would be interesting for future research to see how much one factor influences the other. Perhaps, if the persistent knee symptoms were resolved, the patient may have an increase in confidence, thus reducing their fear of re-injury. While this data is interesting, the study was limited by its inclusion of different activity levels and patients who underwent an anterior cruciate ligament revision surgery. Patients who underwent an ACL revision surgery would have one other surgery during which the joint was subjected to extra trauma. This would definitely increase the likelihood of the patient developing persistent knee symptoms. Further, these patients would also have failed their primary reconstruction, which may lead to an increased fear of re-injury. The inclusion of varying levels of participation is also of concern. Patients who compete for recreation may be more willing to change their activity level to meet their particular symptoms, but elite athletes often do not have this option. This study, and several others we've had on sportsmedres.org, highlight that a fear of re-injury is an important issue that we may need to address if we are to achieve our goal of returning our patients to their pre-injury level of physical activity. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a review discussing the role of subconcussive levels of impact in repetitive mild traumatic brain injury. We also shared an excellent post by Mom's Team that discussed recent research that evaluated how coaches' attitude can be a barrier to concussion symptom reporting. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.